But first, let's just kick things off like we always do with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. And this week, Onanta is continuing her adventure in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And we're catching up with her at the Secrets Impression Moshe Resort. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hola, Señorita Onanta.
Oh, that sounded kind of she there.
You are still joining us from Playa del Carmen, Mexico, at the Secrets Impression Moshe. So tell us how your week has been.
It's been pretty glamorous and glorious. And glamorous just because of the surroundings, and glorious because of the weather, the attentive service, the spa, the food. It's been quite amazing. Now, Secrets Impression Moshe, it's a new adults-only, all-inclusive in Playa del Carmen. It's like a resort within a resort because it's actually adjacent to Secrets Moshe Playa del Carmen, which opened actually in April 2022. And Impressions opened in December 1. So it's a fairly new property that people are discovering. Every guest gets a huge suite, butler service, access to VIP-only restaurants, bars, rooftop pools, and a beach club. Now, the bonus is it's part of the World of Hyatt, so you can earn and redeem your points here.
So if you've been collecting those Hyatt points over time, now you can cash them in at the Secrets Impression Moshe. And anybody who's stayed at the Secrets, they already know that it is five-star.
Right.
Plus.
And this is above the like the preferred section that I've experienced and, you know, very blessed to have experienced in the past. My it's now called Hyatt Inclusive. My business development manager had actually recommended this to try. So thank you, Carlo. We appreciate that recommendation because it really is a truly amazing experience. So what you have here is, as far as the opportunity to for the resort amenities itself. So when you arrive at the airport or at the resort, you actually have a concierge that will take you from the main area to your own exclusive check-in, where it's like you enter these big, huge doors that will lead you into a air-conditioned lounge area that you can grab a few snacks as you wait to be checked in. There's a bar there. It's really quite lovely. And then you are taken up to your room. Now the room, we have an entry level room and it's called Signature, but all the rooms are the same size. It's just the view that's different. And if you are a Hyatt member, you can actually get an upgrade for a very economical price to the next level if you wish. So the difference between, say, Secrets Moshe, it has access to all the public areas of the resort. And then there's Secrets Moshe Prefer Club with limited VIP access at the main resort, including the rooftop pool, restaurant, and bar. And then the Secrets Impression Moshe, it's a VIP building with access to everything at Moshe and the Prefer Club, plus an additional rooftop pool deck, beach club, bars, and restaurants. Now, what is quite lovely, like you get some really nice little perks when you're in Impressions. So you get a complimentary 25-minute scalp or hand or foot massage. If you stay more than four nights, you get complimentary access to Teodora, which is the 7-course meal that would cost the guest U.S. $250 per guest. So you get that if you are staying longer than 4 days. So it's quite amazing, just the little perks that are included. And I would definitely recommend to just go up that little level to get to Impression. And, you know, Impression's a really good word for this, because you are, the impression of the resort and the property is truly impressive. So it's quite neat to be here. We have two butlers, one in the day and one in the evening, if you need any help. So yeah, they booked our Teodora restaurant reservations, and you know, they can book your spa if you want reservations, which the spa is beautiful. Definitely something if you're interested in having spa treatments to go to. When we first arrived, we weren't checked in right away. Our room wasn't ready. So we went to the rooftop, and it's called Celio Restaurant. Really good food, amazing views over the ocean, and you can look right into Cozumel. We've been watching the various like cruise lines come in and go and dock
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So it was really, really fun just to do that, just to be lazy and do that. If you want a little bit of exercise, you don't even need to leave the impression area. There is a 12 o'clock, there's Aquasize, which I've been enjoying. It's lots of fun. We do it on trampolines and underwater. It doesn't matter what you look like. It's, you know, you just have fun. And then there's a great, great gym. Lots of equipment, cardio weights, and there's even like spin classes and such if you wish. So there's lots to do. Our favorite pool area has been the Seaview Beach Club. It's got a pool top vibe, but it's only like a few floors up from the main impression pool. And it has like some cabanas, like here, I learned a new term, Randy. It's called bally beds. And basically it's those beds that can accommodate two people very comfortably. It's really nice just leaning over the pool and looking into the ocean. The water is great. There's a hot tub there. So it's really quite good. The food is good. And you know, it could be considered by some a little eclectic, but that's okay. You can just order what you want, like just eggs and toast is fine. Like they'll just, you know, manage that for you.
Very nice. It all sounds wonderful. I'm still hung up on the free scalp massage. And did you say underwater trampoline?
Yeah. So what it is, it's just a little, it's a small trampoline that's personal, like it's a personal size trampoline that when you do aquasize that you bounce on it. You bounce on it and you do different cardio exercises.
But it's underwater. Trampolines under the water. Yeah.
So something different.
But you don't get that like sort of intimidation feeling because it is so posh and luxurious. Like with the average person that's maybe not used to staying at that kind of a resort, would they get that feeling?
I would not say so. I think they would be truly immersed into the experience and not being able to book anything less going forward. Like it really,
that's the trouble,
like
right?
Go back ever. No, it's like I'm doing this podcast looking out at my view from my balcony, and on my balcony there's like a sunken marble tub that you can enjoy there. You can just lounge and kind of watch the activities. Tonight there's like a fire show at one of the restaurants that you can view every night in the there's a theater here that you can go and see different types of shows, like themes. And then they have this quote-unquote speakeasy. So in the Pharmacia, like it's a regular pharmacy, and then at night you have to have a password that you tell the pharmacist or the lady men who are working there, and so tonight's password is yin. And then you go through, and then it's like a speakeasy bar. Yeah.
That'd be fun. So now, in terms of location, where's located in the Playa del Carmen area? Are you close to the main?
Right. So this is good, too, with regards to people that want to explore the area and that maybe have not been here or have been here. So close, like you can get to various spots. Like you can go to Chichen Itza, to Tulum, you can go to, you know, all the different ruins not all the different, but, you know, many ruins that are surrounding the area. There is different tour companies that can help you. One thing I do have to note is that when you do arrive, you may be approached by somebody from the resort that would like to talk to you about probably like a VIP. I'm going to use the word timeshare because it's their property that they are selling. So if you don't want to listen to them, you don't have to. You just, you know, share with them that you're happy with what you have and that you're not really interested in that. And they'll appreciate your request, for the lack of a better word, and just enjoy. You can just go forward and enjoy your holiday.
So you're not being hounded constantly.
No, not at all.
You know, buy into their.
No, you're not. Nice.
So, did you do any activities? Did you do any tours? Did you explore the area? I mean, the resort sounds so nice. Like, why would you want to leave it?
Or I haven't. I am truly enjoying my experience at the resort, and it's so nice that I can work, like, for example, doing this podcast if I wish, or I could just go lounge at the pool, or just go to the spa, or go to the gym. Like, it really is your choice of what you want to do. My choice has been the pool, though, pretty well the whole time. We tried the rooftop pool in the observatory. There's two different rooftop pools that you can enjoy, or the one that I had mentioned earlier. And the service is incredible. Like, they have a pool concierge that just set up your very nice lounger, nice padded seats, as well as get the umbrella tilted just the right way so that you're under shade if you want. And then very attentive, like, pool service as far as drinks, or if you want to grab a snack or lunch at the pool.
Well, it all sounds really wonderful. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her tales of being in Playa del Carmen on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and staying at the Secrets Impression Moshe. We will catch up with you back home next week and do this all over again. So appreciate your time. Again, Onanta Forbes in Playa del Carmen, staying at the Secrets Impression Moshe.
Take care.
Thanks, Onanta.
Bye-bye.